Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of 2 Timothy, we finished chapter 2. Plus, listen as Dr. Bloom starts with 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bible ready. We'll be in 2 Timothy, starting chapter 3, as we look at a passage that is so often used in preaching on the last days, and that's because it's within the context of the last days. So I hope that you'll be ready to follow along with us over these next few days and weeks as we look here at the last days through the study of the book of 2 Timothy. Now, also, let me just say this. You know that we have several websites, but one specific website I'd like to direct your attention to is our sermon audio site. The site there is www.sermonaudio.com, and then you put a right slash there. Where's the right slash? Well, if you look on your keyboard, it's just there where the question mark is, and you just go ahead and hit that right slash, and then put Central Baptist, that's CENTRALBAPTIST, and that's no break in any of that. You just go straight through all the way. Now, that'll take you directly to our website that's connected with Sermon Audio. On our Sermon Audio site, if you scroll down that front page, you'll see Sermons by Speakers. And Sermons by Speakers really is looking at several of the people that we've had preach from our pulpit over the years since the year 2006. And then, if you look at two other ones, there's Sermons by Series, and then there's Sermons by Bible. And that's where I want to direct your attention, is Sermons by Bible. You click on that, and it'll show you the various books of the Bibles with numbers beside it. Now, the number beside those books are the number of sermons that have been preached on that book of the Bible, or from passages in that book of the Bible. And so, if you click on to, for an example, we're in 2 Timothy. If you click on to 2 Timothy, it'll go all the way back to chapter 1, verse 1, and it'll show you all the sermons from there forward. Most of them I've preached, but there are some others that have preached from those passages as well, and so you'd get some of their sermons involved. Now, the reason I'm laying that out is that we're studying 2 Timothy right now, and really, we've already done, a couple of years ago, 1 Timothy on the radio. And so this would give you an opportunity to go back and listen to the radio messages, or these were preached in our church, and so sometimes these sermons are 30 and 40 minutes long that you're listening to day after day, and maybe you can cut out some of that if you prefer to do it that way. So make sure that you go check out that website, and I think that'll be a big help to you. And then secondly, make sure that you write us, email us, call us, let us know that you're listening to the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. If you have a Bible question, send in your Bible question, and we will do our best to try to cover that on our end of the year broadcast where we take questions and answers of our listeners. Normally what I do is I read your question and then my answer to that question. I do not use your name. And in addition to that, when I get a question from our listeners, I try to answer that and as soon as I can and send you an answer personally via the internet or letter, however you sent that question. So write us with your questions. We'd be happy to do our best to try to answer those questions. Well, if you have your Bible now, we're ready for 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 1. Now, these first few verses here, we're going to go through them very slowly, very descriptively. Sometimes these things are read and a lot of things are assigned to them that should not be assigned to them. So we want to be careful, make sure that we rightly divide the Word of God, and hence we're doing it this way. All right, well, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, it says, This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, before one considers this passage, he must grasp this first verse of chapter 3. We are being told that we should know the time and the situation or trouble. We know that the books of 1 and 2 Timothy are written to a pastor in how to lead the church. 1 Timothy looks inside the church, and it relates to church government within the church. It shows the position of pastor and the responsibility of deacons and the members of the church and how the pastor is to lead. And of course, the local church belongs to Jesus Christ, and he leads his church through the Word of God, using a pastor as the one who leads the church and directs in the ways that they should go. And so that is a position that he has, and it tells them the various things of government and work within the four walls, you might say, within the local church. Now, 2 Timothy changes gears, and it looks at the pastor leading the local church in the world. Now, someone who would look at the things listed in verses 1 through 5 might say, well, you know, those are some serious things. But really, we've seen these things down through time since the days of Christ. Well, let me share with you a passage that comes to my mind. In Romans chapter 1, verse 28 through 32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, let me stop right there for just a moment there in Romans chapter 1, verse 28. The word convenient has a semicolon after it. And you say, well, what's important about a semicolon after the word convenient? It lets us know what follows is attached to that statement. These things that follow are people who did not like to retain God in their knowledge, and God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things that are not convenient. Now let's see what those things are. Verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate. Did you ever hear somebody say debate is good? The Bible doesn't say that. Deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Oh, just think of that. God gives up those that are disobedient to parents to a reprobate mind. Wow. He goes on to say, without understanding, covenant breakers, in other words, people give their word and then don't keep it, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Have pleasure in it. These are the people that like to watch it on television, watch it the movie, check it out on the internet, and they have pleasure. They're entertained by these various lifestyles, is what we're being told here. Now, having just read that, I purposely started at verse 28. And you can see how God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now, too often people read verses 25 through 27 of Romans chapter 1, and they make a statement as this: homosexuals cannot get saved and delivered from that life. Well, if that is what you say, then you must also say that these other things are included in the package. And you must also say Romans 5, verse 20, that says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. There is no sin more powerful than my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope that you understand that. And so if you have a homosexual child, you have a homosexual friend that turned to that life, my friend, they can be saved out of that lifestyle. God can change them. He really can. And so you don't ever quit. Don't ever give up on praying for that person to get saved. But on the other hand, never, ever condone their sin. And so, listen to verses 25 through 27 of Romans 1. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. Now, people read that, and then when they read verse 28, and it says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. So people say, that just shows they can never be saved. But again, we pointed out that after the word convenient, there's a semicolon showing that those following are also under that condemnation if they can't be saved. That would include the unrighteous, that is, those that are not obedient to the word of God, the fornicators, those that sexual sin of any kind, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, envy, debate, those that like to debate, murder, abortions, deceit, just a deceiver, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, you gossip, you whisper. Despiteful, proud, boasters, haters of God, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. So what you're saying then is that none of them can be saved either. See, now it starts to break down because we don't stick to true Bible context. Instead, somebody finds something, they pull it out. Now look, in the Bible teaches... The Bible teaches, this is God's word, if lawyers and others are going to indict somebody, they need to indict the Bible and just say, well, that goes against us. And that'd probably be true because they hate God, they hate the Bible. But God teaches that homosexuality is an abomination. I believe God more than I believe man. So when man and God disagree, I go with God, okay? And you should too. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.